He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything Top Shot related, from pack drop information, challenge updates, marketplace trends. We will even help guide you on your showcase quests. We also are heavily involved, or will be heavily involved, in the NFL All Day project. Once that's, you know, actually here, should be right around the corner. They said it was going to come out this season. We're in week like 13 or week 14. Are we in week 13 or 14? I think we're in 13. Or no, I think it's 14 of the NFL season. So we should be getting the NFL All Day project any day now, it feels like. So stay tuned for that. We also dabble in Panini America NFTs, which is exciting. They just launched their NFL NFT packs today. So you can actually go ahead and get those now. They're available on Panini Direct or online at the Panini website. So I don't know if first thing that you guys are probably noticing here is my voice is kind of jacked up. It's super deep. I kind of sound like Barry White right now. Okay, shouts to the God Barry White. But we're gonna push through. We're gonna get through this. And some of you might be noticing right now, this is gonna be uploaded on YouTube. So you're actually going to be able to watch the podcast. I'm trying to get a little more involved in the visual space. So you're going to be able to still hear the podcast, the audio form on, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those streaming services. But now we're going to also be on YouTube as well. So it's probably going to be rough to start as I'm new to the YouTube space. Probably going to be a little rough, but bear with me, hang in there. And we're going to, you know, push through. We're going to learn this thing. We're going to conquer this space together. So first thing I want to talk about is, you know, welcome to the podcast. Oh, this is kind of weird. I can see the background. I'm just noticing now that my eyes kind of match the logo of Crypto Ballers. Kind of got like that piercing tealish blue going on right now. Try not to be distracted. Okay, we're going to get right into the content. So first thing I want to talk about is last night's NBA crypto contest. And if you're not familiar with what our crypto contests are, you know, here's the skinny of it. So we host DraftKings tournaments for NBA Top Shot and pretty soon NFL All Day Moments. And we run, you know, we run weekly contests. We do NFL once a week. We do NBA two times a week. They're all private contests. You have to send us a DM at CryptoBallersTS on Twitter to get involved. And last night's contest, your boy actually took it down. Now, it doesn't happen very often, but I kind of got lucky because I got Chris Paul at stupid low ownership last night. I got Chris Paul. I was the only person that rostered Chris Paul, and he hung up a 50 burger against the Warriors. So I was able to get the win, which was great. I know Alec Burks had a big game. Only two people rostered him, me and one other user. He went for like 47 himself, something outrageous like that. So shout out to Jacob. I know he's a big Alec Burks kind of guy, but you know, so you know, it was nice to actually get a win. Now we play for NBA Top Shot prizes, so I get to select one of a Chris Paul seeing stars moment, which is actually like unbelievably fitting because he's, you know, the main reason why I ended up taking down the contest last night, or a James Harden seeing stars moment. I did not roster Harden, but Harden, I believe, is the highest scoring player on the slate. I might go with the Chris Paul just because, like, there's a little extra sentimental value. Is that weird? I don't know. I also got to give a shout out to second and third place KSpog26 and JO213 for finishing on the podium. So good job, fellas. The next NBA DFS crypto contest will be on Thursday, which is tomorrow, December 2nd. I can't believe, can you guys believe it's already December? How wild is that? We're 24 days away from Christmas. Like it's all, this year is moving way too fast. It's hard to keep up with. All right. So the main thing I want to talk about today, again, my voice, it's killing me right now listening to myself like this, but got to push through. So we're going to talk about Fresh Threads. Okay. So here's my overall thoughts on Fresh Threads. Fresh Threads was the newest common set that came to NBA Top Shot. Before the drop, a lot of people were torn whether they really want another common, like medium run of the mill type serial number on limited edition set. So I feel like it was really split. Some people weren't interested at all. Some people were all in. I was on the all in side, as I am with every drop of NBA Top Shot. I always take my shot, shooters shoot. That's what we do. So here's a breakdown of my thoughts. We're going to try to keep this pod a little shorter today to try to give my voice a little bit of a break. And then I have to go and try to figure out how to do all, you know, editing and effects type stuff for YouTube. So that's probably going to be a headache. So here's my thoughts on Fresh Threads. So I think that Top Shot might have miscalculated the interest for the common set. There was only 130,000 packs available, but people were able to get back in line, not once, not twice, but several times. I myself was able to get back in line four additional times. I was able to secure five packs, which I never thought was going to happen. When I saw that there was going to be 130,000 packs available, I thought maybe if you're lucky, you could get two. And I thought there was a chance that some people might not even get one. You're telling me that this new pack, this new drop, couldn't bring 130,000 people to the website to get this pack? I don't know. It was hard to believe, but I was able to get five. And I was on Twitter. Plenty of other users were able to get three or at least four. But you know, the fact that we all kept on coming back, it has to mean something, right? Now, for me, to be honest, it was because I didn't have my desires fulfilled. I opened up the first pack. My limited edition moment wasn't great. I believe my first one to go was a Kyle Lowry, pretty bad serial number on it. And I was like, you know what? Let me see if I can get back in line. Let me take a chance. So I get back in line. My second one, I believe it was a Russell Westbrook Fresh Threads, which I felt good about. And then it brought me back into a line for another reason. I was like, oh, you know what? There is a couple good moments in here. So I got the Westbrook. I was feeling good. And then I jumped back in. I'm pretty sure I got like maybe the worst one. I don't remember what it was, but it was not pretty. But I kept on coming back for more. Maybe I just enjoy pain. I'm not sure. But let's talk about the pricing. So it was $14 per pack. We figured that the EV on this pack had to be at least slightly positive. So I have here all the moments pulled up. I'll try to put like a graphic up of them, but again, new to the YouTube space, not sure if I'm going to be able to execute on that promise. So don't hold me to it, but I'm going to go through and I'm going to read you the lowest asks of all the moments. Now there was only 22 Fresh Thread moments. So there's not a lot. And the range of prices actually isn't all that wide. So the most expensive guy right now, believe it or not, is Kelly Oubre. You might be saying, oh, that's because Kelly Oubre is is a challenge requirement. Not the case. Oh, man, I'm dying. So Kelly Oubre, highest price point guy, $17, not a challenge requirement. Second place is DeMar DeRozan. He has the lowest ask of $17 as well. Is he a challenge requirement? No, he isn't. He is not another challenge requirement, but his price is tied for the most expensive. I think it's because people are trying to get a head start on the next Fresh Threads challenge. Third place, Russell Westbrook, $16. He was the highest. He was the highest priced guy as soon as the marketplace opened up for Fresh Threads. He's fallen down a little bit, but after Westbrook, we'll speed this up here. We had Patrick Beverley at 14, Kyle Lowry 13, Eric Bledsoe 11, which is a bit surprising because he is a challenge requirement right now. Dennis Schroeder 11, Devontae Graham 11, Kyle Kuzma 11, Spencer Dinwiddie 11, Evan Fournier 11, Ricky Rubio 11, Patty Mills 11, Montrezl Harrell 11. I don't know if you guys are picking up a pattern here. Eric Bledsoe 11, Ricky Rubio 11, and Steven Adams bringing up the rear at 10. What a bum. You can't hit the $11 like everybody else. Anyway, so the price range really isn't all that crazy. It's from 17 down to 10. That's not a bad floor. A $10 floor on a $14 pack where you had four moments, you had three commons in there as well. You got to figure that those other three base set commons, all more than likely you got 60Ks because that's just how it's been. You can sell those things for like $2 in the marketplace. That's $6 selling those three. You can sell your Steven Adams for $10, $16 back in value, $14 pack, slightly positive EV. So we were on the money with our predictions there. But surprisingly enough, I feel like a lot of these moments were more valuable because the Carmelo Anthony Fresh Start Challenge got announced. I figured that the Carmelo Anthony would probably be one of the more expensive challenges. People love Carmelo Anthony. He's one of the greatest of all time. Plays on the Los Angeles Lakers now. People like the Lakers. People like Carmelo. It just made sense. But really, the spike was only for a few hours, and then it came right back down. Out of the players that I listed, a lot of the requirements were in the $11 range. Now, just about everybody's in the $11 range, but still, I thought that they'd be on the higher side. Now, I made the rookie mistake when the marketplace opened and when they announced the Carmelo Anthony challenge. I made the rookie mistake of overpaying. Man, I hate overpaying. I overpaid on, none other than fucking, try not to swear, Eric Bledsoe. I think I spent like $20 on an Eric Bledsoe. In my head, for some reason, I had like flashes of Hustle and Show. And I was just like, oh, like these moments that are challenge requirements, they're going to be like $25. So I can grab this Eric Bledsoe here at 20. And like, I'm good with that. And sure enough, right now, Eric Bledsoe is $11. So I overpaid a bit there. I did complete the challenge feeling pretty good about it. Now let's talk about the challenge. So there's only 24 hours remaining in the Carmelo Anthony Fresh Threads Challenge, and the completions sit at 3,764 completions. 3.7K with under 24 hours remaining. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that pacing. If we can keep this Carmelo Anthony under 5K completions, that would be awesome. And it's actually possible. So I'm really rooting that the Carmelo Anthony doesn't have too high of a minute count. I'm hoping 5K or less. I think that would be wonderful. Now, this is where I'm going to leave you guys today. The next challenge will be for either a Lonzo Ball or a Russell Westbrook. So keep that in mind. And you may want to get a head start on purchasing moments now before the requirements take a spike. You can save yourself a little dapper right now if you just go ahead and buy up the $11 moments, right? If you just snag all the 11s that are not required for the Carmelo Anthony, say you want to pass on the Carmelo Anthony. If you buy all the other $11 moments, then you're probably going to have a nice little head start. Or it could even be a sneaky way to try to increase your dapper a bit. Grab these moments for 10, 11 bucks. You know, then, you know, say tomorrow they announce Russell Westbrook's the next challenge and you grab three or four of the right ones for $11. Then next thing you know, it's a Russell Westbrook challenge reward. Those moments end up going up to like, I don't know, $17, which is the current ceiling right now. Maybe they hit $20, make like a nice $8, $9 profit off those $11 moments, and you're feeling pretty good about yourself. So that's just something to keep in mind. I'm still trying to decide if I want to go in on those other challenges or sell to make my dapper back from buying five packs. Again, I had no intention to buy five packs. I didn't even think it was going to be possible to buy five packs, but we did. And this is the boat we're in. And now I have to decide if we're going to go to shore, play it safe. And, you know, we got our Carmelo Anthony. We got a little bit of profit feeling good. Or if we want to go in on these other two challenges, because to be honest, I really don't care about Lonzo Ball that much. I'm not a big Russell Westbrook fan. Great player. He's going to be a Hall of Fame player, but I don't want him on my team. That's for sure. So I'm not sure if I'm going to go in on these other challenges or if I'm just going to try to sell, make my money back and walk away with my Carmelo Anthony feeling pretty good, especially when it's going to be at under 5K completions. I hope so anyway. All right, that is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. We kept it shorter today. Again, got the Barry White thing going on and the vocal cords right now. Hopefully the video isn't too bad. I am open to some constructive criticism, but kind of be nice about it. You don't got to be, you know, too rough. This is my first go on the YouTube platform. Anyway, I wish you all luck in the marketplace. Hopefully we all get low serial numbers on our Carmelo Anthony, and a huge shout out to everybody that was able to successfully land a base series one pack yesterday. The numbers on those things were wild. Last I checked, now there was a NBA Finals badge and Top Shot debut badge LeBron James in that pack. It was actually there. A mint count of 1,000. It was a 1,000 LE. Last I checked, the floor on that thing, $9,000. And I got tagged several times of people that were able to get them out of their base set packs yesterday. So huge shout out to everyone that got their base series one. For those people that had enough trade tickets, got in line and was not able to secure a pack, that's a tough beat right there, man. I feel for you. But hang in there, because we know that those trade tickets are going to be utilized in other forms going forward. There might even be another base set drop. So save your trade tickets. Don't do anything drastic. And shout out to everyone who ended up being lucky enough to secure a pack. That is awesome. All right, I'll catch you guys on Friday.